Star Wars 7x7 episode 3254. Happy June 1st to you. It is the first of the month, and you know what that means. It's time for our preview of what's going to be new in Star Wars storytelling for the month of June 2023. Punch it! Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Boylott, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So we are going to run down our 12 categories where Star Wars storytelling comes into play. And it's movies, live action, animation, books, audiobooks, short stories, virtual reality, video games, comics, merchandise, streaming, and live experiences. Those are the 12 categories. We will start with movies, as we always do, which they're in a little bit of trouble because of the writer's strike. And technically, it depends on how long the strike goes on. Just as a means of keeping track, we look at The Force Awakens for a comparative timetable. The script for The Force Awakens was not completed until January of 2014. So we have until January of 2024 to get a script completed in order to hit the December 2025 release date. I think ideally they'd probably like to have it in hand sooner, but yeah, the writer's strike is supposed to be freezing all script development, and every Star Wars movie that we heard about at Star Wars Celebration Europe was in script development. As far as live action storytelling goes, well, there's no official word about Andor, whether the production has been shut down, but Tony Gilroy is not doing anything with the show. There are other directors involved with the project, so Tony Gilroy doesn't necessarily have to be on set, but if they are directing, they have to direct to the exact words that appear on the script. If they change a single thing, they're violating Writers Guild guidelines for the strike, and that becomes a big issue. Also, there was a report apparently that there had been some safety concerns, not with anything that the Andor production was doing, but just safety concerns in terms of the weather and the elements in one of the places they were filming on location for season 2 of Andor. And I'm not going to tell you where that location was because it's going to be a spoiler for season 2. I was a little bummed that I ran across that tidbit of news. But for the purposes of this discussion, yes, production has been hamstrung for Andor. We don't know if it's actually ongoing at this point and how much longer it can go if it is. Meanwhile, the scripts for season 4 of The Mandalorian were allegedly complete, but there's no word about when that's going to go into production, if it is. And we also don't know whether the High Republic show, The Acolyte, was able to finish its filming in May. I've been looking for reports about that, and I haven't been able to find anything. If you've been able to find something, I'd love to hear from you about it so that we can set the record straight. And the only other two live-action series that we know about at this point are the Ahsoka series, which is still due in August, but we don't have a date yet. And hopefully they are locked with that thing, so that way we can get it on time as expected. And then Skeleton Crew, which is in post-production, at least according to what we found out at Celebration Europe. We don't know if that is locked yet either, and we don't even know if it's going to release this year. All the rumors seem to point in that direction, but yeah, hard to say for sure. And that's everything on the live action front. On the animation front, Bad Batch Season 3 is still in production, and I don't think, based on what I've read about this, that it's supposed to be affected by what's going on in the Writers Guild, because it's the Animation Guild. It's an entirely different situation. There may be people who hold cross memberships and things, but it may not necessarily apply depending on what work they're doing. So yeah, no other word on the Bad Batch either, but presumably that is still moving forward, even though we haven't received a date for that release either. And then there are two other animation projects we know about. Tales of the Jedi Season 2, which we have no clue about what's going on with that as far as where it is in the production and things. And A Droid Story, which was announced all the way back 2.5 years ago at the Disney Investor Day in December of 2020. And there's been no word about that whatsoever. On the books front, something very rare is happening in the month of June. I've been doing these monthly preview episodes for years, and I can't remember when I've ever seen a month where there were no official fiction or nonfiction books released by Lucasfilm in a given month. It's just bizarre. So yeah, no titles coming out from Lucasfilm, either fiction or nonfiction. Audiobook-wise, however, Path of Vengeance by Kevin Scott, which is the last novel in Phase 2 of High Republic storytelling, the audiobook was delayed. It is coming out this month on June 6th. And speaking of the last stories, I just got my copy of Star Wars Insider issue 219, which has Last Orders, the last short story from George Mann in the Tales of Enlightenment series, the Phase 2 High Republic short stories that have been published in Star Wars Insider. And that takes care of short stories. On the comics front, okay, here we go with the whole rundown. All the flagship titles have issues coming out this month. Star Wars, Darth Vader, and Bounty Hunters are on issue 35. Dr. Aphra is on issue 33. The High Republic Adventures has issues 6, 7, and 8 coming out this month. Yeah, three issues are coming out, which seems wild. There's a one-shot for the ongoing Return of the Jedi celebrations that are happening this year. It is called The Empire. And we have issues of the Yoda Maxi series. That's issue 8. The final issue in the Son of Staros miniseries, number 5. We have the Darth Vader Black, White, and Red miniseries, issue 3. And the start of the season 2 adaptation of The Mandalorian, issue 1, comes out this month. On the video game front, nothing new necessarily expected in the month of June. Still riding high on the release of Jedi Survivor at the end of April. Maybe we'll hear something about Star Wars Hunters someday. It's supposed to happen sometime this year. On the virtual reality front, there's been no news about new titles or anything like that, but ILM XLab just changed their branding. They changed their name to ILM Immersive. And they say they're looking forward to producing more virtual reality and mixed reality titles. So yeah, hopefully we'll hear more about what those plans are at some point this year. But for now, just the name change is the big deal. On the merchandise front, there's not really anything new to report because we don't really have stuff coming out related to any major storytelling moments that are happening in Star Wars, so nothing really to talk about with that. On the streaming side of things, it's another Disney Gallery time, except it's not for Andor yet. We still haven't gotten a Disney Gallery situation for Andor, unfortunately, but we are getting one for season 3 of The Mandalorian that is dropping as a one episode thing on June 28th. And finally, on the live events and experiences front, we don't have a lot of information about that either. So Celebration 2025 in Japan is the next big thing to be looking forward to. And yeah, it's still apparently too early for us to have any details about that. The next Disney quarterly earnings call and report isn't happening until August. And yeah, I guess if you want to have a last shot at Galactic Star Cruiser, I don't know how their bookings are looking yet right now, but there's only 3 months left, 4 months left, June, July, August, and September. So 4 months left to grab a seat on that if that's something that you are determined to do before it closes. And that, all in a nutshell, is what we have to look forward to in the world of Star Wars storytelling for June of 2023. And if there's other news announced about Star Wars storytelling, well, you know, we're going to talk about it here on the show. But for now, that is going to do it for today's episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always. And may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars-related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.